petrol prices going up, prices of everything pretty much on the increase. And with that in mind, there's an interesting article in the Irish Examiner today. They're talking to a lady, Bola Sukunbi, who has written a book called Clever Girl Finance. And what she managed to do was she managed to save almost half of her earnings by the time she was 30. So every single month she put half of what she earned away. And was able to do that. And obviously everybody wanted to know how. Mm-hmm. So she wrote a book about it.
Oh, brilliant.
So here are a couple of her tips. Obviously, you know, buy only the things that you need, which is a fairly basic one. But sometimes we like to buy stuff that we don't need. You know, it just gives us a little buzz. Buy things that only make you truly happy is another one of her advice.
All of those are the stuff we don't need. She's contradicting herself there.
Yeah, I suppose. Don't ever feel you need to spend money to impress anyone. Be happy with what you have and forget about what everyone else thinks. Don't get caught up in comparison. Like, very easy to say, but sometimes it's just, you know, you do sort of say, oh God, I really like what that person has. I would like that. Do I need it? No.
No.
But go on, I'm going to buy it for myself.
Buying it gives you that little shot of happiness anyway, yeah.
Okay, a couple of practical ones. Pack a lunch. Eating out for lunch every day during a work week does cost money, obviously. So packing your own meals can save you about $2,500 a year.
Fair enough. Yeah, you've spent money on the shopping anyway. You might as well use it on a daily basis, like bringing a sandwich to work rather than spending it in the shop on the way.
Again, though, you know, that does take organisation and pre-planning and all that sort of stuff. Don't go out every night, she says. Who goes out every night?
Nobody goes out every night. Well, I mean, unless you're living at large. But she's saying skip nights out. Yeah, to a certain degree, but you don't want to live like a hermit either.
No. Cut your TV. Now, a couple of these are like ones that I know myself I should do. Cut down on your TV costs and try and keep your online streaming services low. I mean, we're all guilty of that. Oh, I pay for this and I pay for that and I pay for the other things. She says, get into the habit of cancelling unused memberships and subscriptions. Yeah. Oh, I'm terrible at that. Terrible.
Now, a few texts coming our way on this article. There's an article in the paper this morning. The woman who saved €90,000 before turning 30. We're telling us some of the bullet points, things to do if you want to do likewise.
Another tip that I didn't get to is that she says to cut down on your grocery bill, never shop on an empty stomach. Now, I have to say, that is good advice.
I've heard this before and I will disagree with it.
Really?
Because, yeah, when you're hungry, you're only picking up this, that and the other thing. If it's a case of buying too much, well, there's every chance it's going to be used. I would rather go home from the shopping with more than I need than not enough.
No, I'm the opposite, because I generally, I don't tend to buy processed food. So I would buy stuff that would go off.
Perishables.
Yeah, perishables.
It comes down to what extra you're buying.
And it's very annoying when you do the big shop and you buy all of these fresh vegetables and you're going, I'm going to cook this and I'm going to cook that. And then you don't. And then at the end of the week, you're just throwing it all in the bin. Very, very annoying.
That's just one of the ways to cut down your grocery bill. Negotiate your phone bills to get a good deal. I am a big proponent of that, more so now than I ever would. I used to tell myself all through my 20s and well into my 30s, yeah, I'm going to do that. Ring up your company and threaten to leave. And they'll either slash your bill in half, or they won't do a thing, which happened to me recently. And I'll just move elsewhere then. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and that one as well, of cancel unused membership and subscriptions. That's a big one. I've got so many direct debits coming out of my account every single month. And I'm like, really? Am I using that? And I'll do something about it next month. But this lady says, no, you need to be ruthless on things like that. A few tips coming in from listeners. Someone says they gave up smoking. And they save thousands.
Yeah, I'd well believe it with the price of cigarettes. Thankfully, I've never been a smoker, never smoked a cigarette, so I couldn't even tell you how much a box of fags is now.
Same, but I know people are probably listening going, it's not as easy as just giving up cigarettes.
No, of course, we understand that. John has been on, the way things are going, what's the point in saving, he says. Inflation, the price of houses, petrol, diesel soaring, your savings won't be worth anything when it's all over. You might have a point, I suppose, John.
Just spend it while you can.
What is money going to be worth? Is it better just sitting there? You might as well use it. We got a WhatsApp, an interesting point from somebody who says 100% agree. I think they're talking about some of the points that this author has raised. We lived like that, and hence we were mortgage free before 40.
Wow.
You're doing something right. That's the dream. Obviously, that's beyond the dream of a lot of people. We were lucky, though, with house purchases, and we don't live in any mansion, says the WhatsApper. The main one is no comparison to others. We don't need all this stuff.
I know. There is an awful lot of that. There is, isn't there? And it's very hard because, you know, when you're sort of like, oh, I would love that. But, you know, I suppose, as this person is saying, if you're saying, I would love that, think, do I need it? Do I really need it? No, probably not.
One more WhatsApp here, 0833333975. I always remember my granny telling me, if you don't love it, leave it when you're shopping for clothing. That way you truly do reduce down what you're going to take home.
I'm the worst clothes shopper in the world. I've no idea. I just don't know. I'm just like, yeah, maybe. And sometimes,
as in you don't buy stuff, or you buy stuff you don't end up not wanting.
I'm terrible. I'm just really bad. I don't know what suits me. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I like. I take stuff home and I go, why did I buy this? And then I go, why did I not buy? I'm just really bad clothes shopper.
I was out a couple of weeks ago. At a small gathering, and I met a friend who hadn't seen in years, and we had the same conversation. First night out, really, in under the circumstances. And it's like, what do you wear? All of our clothes were from 2 years ago. I didn't buy any clothes during the pandemic because you weren't going anywhere. And it was almost like having a new wardrobe. Your clothes were some hanging up that you hadn't seen in about a year and a half.
Ah, yes. And then there's those of us that don't fit into any of our clothes that we had pre-pandemic.
Yeah, there you go. You can't save money, only spend it wisely, says a listener on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
that's good advice,
I suppose. And someone was on text saying, go plant-based and you'd save a fortune.
Interesting. Is that the case now?
I've been a vegetarian 40 years and I definitely don't have a fortune.
Yeah. We're talking about ways you can save money, because there's an article in the Examiner this morning. She's written a book, hasn't it, this woman? How she'd meet the woman who saved 90K before turning 30. Things like buy things that only make you truly happy. Plan for the future first before spending your money. Keep your expenses low. I mean, keep your expenses low. Oh, is that all it takes?
I didn't know that.
Yes, if only we thought of keeping our expenses low.
We had to keep them high to save money. Oh, very good.
There you go.
She's a book, you know.
Somebody's just WhatsApped us, of course, and it makes all the sense in the world. To save 90,000 in 10 years is no big achievement. I really, when you think about it, 175 a week. Have you done the maths? I'm sure that works out. If your earnings are anyway decent, and it all depends on your situation. If you're earning a lot of money, then saving...
€175 a week. I could not save that.
Well, again, it depends on what you're earning.
Yeah, most definitely does, I suppose.
I don't know how much this woman's job was.
No, but it did say that what she did was she saved half of her wages.
Oh, half of your wages?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
I don't know if that's feasible at the moment anyway.
From Michael, Vinnie Navin, when shopping, I make a list of items needed for weekly use. Stay with the list. Shop owners don't like to see you with a list in hand because you're not picking up random items from the store. All shelves and with products are adjusted every week with new products to catch the eye when walking in store. Should we know that? There's a whole science behind how shops are laid out.
Well, that's another one of her tips is she says don't shop hungry, because if you shop on an empty stomach, you're going to pick up stuff that you don't actually need and you don't actually want.
There you go.